On today's show, Season 3, Episode 11, Wrap-Up of Season 3. I wrap up Season 3 so that we can get ready for a new season. I will be doing a reading from Chapter 5 of the Tao Te Ching. I'm also going to talk a lot about insecurity. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao. This is a season finale that you don't want to miss, starting right now.
You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit.
Hello, friend. How are you doing today? As most of you know, I am still getting over bronchitis, so I sound terrible, I know. So anyway, when I first started with Season 1, some people really enjoyed the podcast, but there was comments on Reddit that some didn't see it as being real Taoism, that it was more psychological advice. It was pure and simple Taoism. The Taoism was there, I just introduced it in the form of practical psychological advice, and I left out the idea of quoting or interpreting the Tao Te Ching. In Season 2, I went further into some components of Taoism and included things like diet, Tai Chi, moderation, bike riding, and some interesting other aspects. For Season 3, I decided to go into the lines of the Tao Te Ching, making sure I covered some verses that spoke to the mystery of Taoism, along with the pillars of Taoism like compassion, moderation, and humility. I recently discussed things like war and violence, and today I'm talking about a secret that we all share, which I'll tell you in a minute. So where am I going to go with Season 4? I honestly don't know. I probably will not do a verse-by-verse translation. I will probably get back to more practical life applications. I don't know. What do you want to see happen? Do you even want a Season 4? Everything must end sometime. Are we ready to let this end now, or do we need to keep going? Anyway, for right now, I plan to move ahead. So let's move on with today's topic. The topic is something you can find everywhere, from blue-collar workers to corporate CEOs to professional athletes, psychotherapists, doctors, you name it. It's kind of a secret. What is the secret that people share? It's a belief, a thought. It goes something like this. I'm not good enough. I'm a phony. The belief comes out in different ways. For some, it comes out as an expression of depression. For others, many attempt to do great things to cover up an associated thought with this. I'm going to work as hard as I can so that they don't discover the truth about me, that I'm a phony. Yet others see it as a drive to do great things and show accomplishments, so that he or she may maintain a belief about how good or great he or she is. It's hard to maintain, especially in times of mistakes and failure. Let's do a reading. I'll be reading from Chapter 5. This time I'll be using the Oliver Benjamin version of the Tao Te Ching. Chapter 5. Nature is unsentimental. It treats the living no different than it does debris. Sages are the same. They value everyone impartially. Nature is like a bellows. It's empty, and yet everything springs from it. The more pressure put on it, the more it creates. Man is not like this. The more he or she produces, the more exhausted he or she becomes. To tap into the Tao, the sage instead turns inward. There, the sage finds calm in the creative source at the very center of his or her being. I hope that you have a version of the Tao Te Ching, or if not, hope you can access one online. Chapter 5 is a good place to read slowly and let it really soak in, because there's a lot in there. Let's look at some things in it. Notice that Lao Tzu says that the Tao treats the living no different than it does debris. Some translations have this as, treats the 10,000 things as straw dogs. Straw dogs were little figurines made of straw. But the message here is twofold. All things are just pieces of debris from the creation. We and everything around us is stardust. Now, nihilists and people that regard Taoism from a nihilistic point of view, such as my friend Sean, would love to get stuck on this line. The Tao has no favorites. It's impartial. All are equal. Which kind of fits into the lesson from episode 10 about tolerance and differences. Another thing Lao Tzu points out is that emptiness creates things. This principle has been argued through science, physics, philosophy, and religions. We have the law that energy cannot cease to exist, but can only change forms, while at the same time, we have evidence that things can pop into existence either dramatically or by evolution, or perhaps even change properties by mere observation. We have also heard that the cosmos as we know it, at one time, did not exist, that it came to be in the space of emptiness. Lao Tzu points out that the universe has great energy to be able to create and destroy, yet humans aren't like that. They run out of energy. We hear in other verses that it is best to seek moderation, to not boast, and to work in a state of Wu Wei. We also have the critical mind that feeds us this not good enough, this belief of you're not worthy, why did you do that, you're a phony, you should haves, and all those other thoughts that either drive us or destroy us. Lao Tzu also encourages us to tap into the calm, creative state of mind at the center of our being. Now, some have interpreted the last line of chapter 5 as being, hold fast to the center, maybe indicating moderation. But in the context of the previous lines, what Lao Tzu is actually saying here is to shut up, avoid the complexity of your thoughts, and go to the place in the center of your quiet, creative mind. Don't do things to impress, whether that be for others or to impress yourself. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't take some level of pride in your accomplishments. Just don't get tied to, you have to do this or that to be of some value. Do what you love and then rest. You need it. Let's hear from a few messages, and then I'll come back. And for those wanting an update on me, I can give you one. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. So I'm still loving my job as a probation and parole officer. And trust me, it's not about having power over people. It involves giving direction to people whose mind, just like a depressed or addicted person, anyone, who has led them to results that don't work well. I also have taken on a specialty caseload of severely mentally ill, which fits with my background. And for season 4, I'm going to have to make sure that I'm very clear that none of my views on the show represent the department that I work for, or anything like that, because whenever you're a public servant, you have to be careful what you say in media and things like that so that people don't take it as you're representing. But anyway, I'm still dealing with the bronchitis. Like I said in the last episode, I have asthma, so once I get sick, it just takes off from there. I plan to take a break for maybe a couple of months and then hope to see you again for season 4. I'd like to hear if you think that's something we should do or not. If you have any creative ideas on what I could do to make it different, more exciting, or more useful, please let me know. If you've been listening to the show for a while, by now you should see how it all fits together, as well as have a good grasp of most of the main concepts of Taoism. So now we can move into more practical applications in the day-to-day world. I want to try to stay away from the line-by-line interpretations if I can, because there's plenty of books that do that. There's other podcasts. I think it would be better for us to go in the direction like we did in season one and go into practical daily applications. But let me know your thoughts. And that reminds me, I have a new website. Both of my previous ones now redirect. Coach CMC now redirects, as does Tao Teacher, redirects to chrismclish.com. That's C-H-R-I-S. M as in Mary, C-C-L-I-S-H. So two C's in McClish.com. I'm going to be using the coachcmc at gmail.com for my email address. So those are two ways that you can contact me. I try to save money whenever I can, so I switch to a free Google site. And look forward to hearing from you there. So, have a quick message, and be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. That's all for today's show, and for Season 3. I hope to see you again for Season 4. Until then, may peace and love be with you. Thank you so much for listening to me. I really appreciate you.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.